From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. President Obama says a global economic collapse has been averted, but he says a lasting recovery is still a ways off. The president spoke at the end of a meeting of the world's largest economic powers in Italy. He urged other leaders to unite behind a recovery plan that includes stricter financial regulation and sustained stimulus spending. The president then moved on to a meeting at the Vatican with Pope Benedict. He told the pontiff it was a great honor to meet him and that the G8 summit was very productive. After a mere 40 days, a new General Motors is out of bankruptcy, but the company still faces a host of challenges ahead, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
GM executives once rejected bankruptcy as a death sentence for the company. Now they say it is providing a new lease on life. Bankruptcy allowed GM to shed tens of billions of dollars in debt, as well as weak divisions, such as Pontiac and Hummer. At a news conference in Detroit, GM CEO Fritz Henderson said a new streamlined company will now be able to focus on what really matters. The road ahead, though, won't be easy. The nation is still in recession, and the car market has yet to rebound. Competition between car companies remains intense. In addition to building more cars customers respond to, GM also has to fix its image, which took a beating after the government was forced to rescue it. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
About 200,000 state of California workers are staying home today. It's part of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's strategy to save money. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS in San Diego has details.
There are no lines today at the Department of Motor Vehicle offices in Southern California. In fact, all California DMV facilities are closed, as are most other state offices. It is the first of three furlough Fridays each month ordered by the governor. State workers have been taking off two Fridays a month without pay since February, but Schwarzenegger added another unpaid day off after lawmakers refused to cut state worker pay by 5%. The unpaid furloughs now represent a 14% pay cut. California lawmakers are locked in a financial standoff with the governor over how to close a projected $26 billion deficit. California also faces the possibility it could run out of cash by September. The state is already issuing IOUs to pay some bills. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.
AIG is preparing to pay millions of dollars in executive bonuses and hopes to get the blessing of the federal government. A previous round of bonuses set off a national furor. The company has some $180 billion in government bailout money available. Some of the bonuses will go to employees of AIG's financial products unit, which was responsible for the company's near collapse. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 50 points at 81.30 in trading of 2 billion shares. This is NPR News. A study by the Inspector General of the Department of Veterans Affairs has found more than half the sites visited did not have appropriate policies to screen patients. The study was ordered after an Iraq War veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder fatally overdosed on medications he was given to administer himself. The report says many patients allowed to give themselves narcotics are given more than a week's supply. One person died in the goring today at the running of the bulls in the northern Spanish city of Pamplona, and three more were injured. Authorities are working to determine the nationality of the runner who was killed. It's the first fatality as a result of the run since 2003. Jerome Sokolovsky reports from Madrid.
The bull's horn pierced the runner's shoulder and penetrated all the way into the lung and aorta. He was rushed to the hospital, where doctors were unable to resuscitate him. It was by far the most dangerous run of this year's festival, which had so far just left runners with bumps and bruises. But today's bulls were from the Jandia Ranch, known for the ferocity of its herd. The name of the killer bull is Cappuccino, and Spanish press reports already speak of him with awe, noting that he injured other runners as well. This is the first fatal goring since 22-year-old American Matthew Tassio was killed in 1995. In 2003, a Spanish runner died after being trampled. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.
The chairman of the House Financial Services Committee says Congress will substantially increase the power of financial regulators to monitor derivatives. Those are the financial instruments that helped cause last year's financial meltdown. Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank said it will be done. I'm Brian Naylor.